If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So, here's where we're at on this Liberation Day plus two.
A trade war in which you got walls going up for every single country is a place where you have falling demand for every single global economy. That's a global recession. At the same time, by the way, that we're going to pass a $5 trillion corporate tax cut, which is going to be inflationary. And when you add falling demand to inflationary tax cuts, what you get is stagflation. I don't want the 1970s.
Just to be fair about things, here's the flip side of that coin.
We've got to be focused. We can't have antibiotics built elsewhere. We got to bring it home. Donald Trump understands America. He understands American workers, and he understands national security. And thank goodness he's going to protect us. And today's the beginning of him really protecting America and making America first.
So that's the debate on the national stage. But how are Trump's tariffs likely to impact California? That's our focus on today's LA Local, the Friday edition for April 4th, 2025. The LA Local is brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Jonathan Service, who just lost $5 trillion in value over the last 2 days. And oh, wait, hang on. Hold on. I'm getting a note here. Being told that's actually the stock market that lost $5 trillion in value in the last 2 days. Not me, the stock market. Today's Local is almost entirely focused on how the Trump tariffs will impact California, both in the short and long term. And at least for now, it's hard to find anyone who thinks the Trump tariffs will produce positive results for California's economy, at least for the foreseeable future. At the end of today's show, a brief ode to the man who helped kick off the LA Local. He was also probably the best boss I've ever had, our departing program director, Alex Silverman. But before we get all sappy and touchy-feely, let's deal with the ugly stuff first. California's tax system is uniquely tied to the stock market. That's because the state's highly progressive tax structure relies heavily on the richest Californians, who in turn have a ton of their money tied up in the stock market. When stocks go up, so do their capital gains, so do California's tax revenues. When the market crashes, like it's been the last week, rich Californians lose money, and the state government loses their taxes. California legislative analyst Gabe Pettick explained to me how this works, as well as the possibility that these tariffs could wreck the state's economy.
There are two ways to look at it. The first is what we've been talking about, which is the market, the financial market effects on California's budget. That's the most immediate channel through which these tariffs are, you know, hitting the state revenue system. But there is this broader economic effect that is at risk as well. And I think of the tariffs as introducing, similar to a spike in oil prices, kind of a supply side shock to the economy, right? So that's where the tariffs raise the cost of imported goods, including the raw materials, the intermediate goods, the finished products. And these are all the kinds of costs faced by producers. So as those input costs go up, prices go up. And, you know, the net effect of that is going to be higher unemployment and higher costs. And, you know, you're really putting the economy at risk of a downturn.
Even California Republicans aren't crazy about the tariffs. I asked State Senator Tony Strickland, a Republican from Huntington Beach, to make the case that taxing imports will be good for our state economy. He gave it his best shot.
I generally don't like tariffs. I think my understanding of the Trump tariffs are that his goal is to get to a zero tariff economic goal. And you know, generally, I don't like tariffs. However, I understand where the president's coming from. If our American goods are being tariffed going into another country and we have that trade imbalance, we need to make sure that, you know, we support jobs here in the United States and say, hey, look, you know, I think he's using some of these tariffs as a negotiation tool to hopefully get everybody down and start the world start buying American goods. And hopefully here in the United States, we start, you know, when I was a kid, a lot of people wanted to buy American products. And hopefully we get to that point. But, you know, we are in a world economy. I don't like tariffs. However, I do believe the goal of Trump is to get other countries to drop down their tariffs on American goods so people are buying American products that will help grow our economy and create jobs here in America.
Then there are California farmers who are likely to get hit coming and going from these tariffs. And that's a particularly big deal because California is the biggest agricultural producer in the country. The raw materials they import to help grow food will be subjected to tariffs and therefore become more expensive, and their food exports will be hit by retaliatory tariffs from other countries, which make them less profitable. Matthew Viol from the California Farm Bureau helped break it down.
We exported a little over $24 billion in agricultural products in 2023, according to data from California Department of Food and Ag. And exports are very much critical to our industry. International markets are, you know, things that we have grown for years and years. And it's, as you mentioned, it's not just about the products themselves. It's a lot of it we have to consider are the raw materials that we utilize. You know, we've dealt with rising input costs for several years, which tends to mostly be fertilizer, but there are several other instrumental things that we rely on, whether it's farm machinery, pesticides, you know, all of that. We cannot rely strictly on all of that being here produced in the U.S.
Yeah, it's just not looking very pretty for farmers under this tariff regime. Assuming that Trump keeps all the tariffs in place, food is going to become more expensive for California consumers, while California farmers will just see less profits.
Even if you have a commodity that is, you know, grown here and just sold right down the store, down the road, is, well, maybe you're relying on fertilizers or potash that was brought in from Canada. So probably costs are going to go up for most producers to some extent. Now, as it goes down the food supply chain, that's where you get into sort of this mixture of, you know, where are people going to try and find the profit margins to make this work for them? You know, in California, we feel like we are in a very challenging market already where, you know, regulatory costs, the natural disasters, you know, all these different things that we've dealt with have already made it very difficult to successfully farm here in California. And when you add something like this into the mix, it's difficult to see kind of just as a general industry, it's hard to say that this would reduce costs anyways.
Surely there's a way that California, with the fifth biggest economy in the world, can use its massive economic heft as leverage to insulate us from the worst of this evolving trade war. Right? Now, that's what Gavin Newsom, governor of California, talked about this morning. But economist Christopher Thornburg at Beacon Economics smacked down that idea pretty quickly.
It's against the Constitution. The states have no authority over anything having to do with relations for other countries. They simply do not. It is not in their purview. That's just as true for Arizona and Texas when they were trying to block the borders on their own, as it is for California trying to cut its own trade deals. Sorry, that's not our job.
Thornburg said the one thing Newsom could do is gather together California's entire congressional delegation to get them to coalesce, both Democrats and Republicans, around the idea that these tariffs will kill the state's economy. But, you know, let's be realistic. Good luck with that.
The best thing the governor can do is to get all our folks in the House of Representatives together, Democrats and Republicans, get them all in one room and go, hey, can we all agree this is bad? Now, please go to D.C. and do something about it. It's a federal conversation. It has to be held federally. We don't have that much power in the Senate. But that being said, we still have the most number of representatives in the House. And there's no reason in the world that the California contingent, Democrats and Republicans, can't go together and have this conversation with the executive branch and go, look, we're not comfortable with this. We're not okay with this. This has to change.
So that's where we're at. And I'll leave you with this icing on the economic cake, so to speak. JP Morgan this afternoon officially is forecasting a recession by the end of 2025. All right, quick break to take care of some business, and then we'll be back to finish off the day and the week by wishing adieu to our boss, Alex Silverman. It's the LA Local for Friday, April 4th. It's brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Be right back.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to the LA Local. I'm Jonathan Service. KNX lost a good one today. Program director Alex Silverman, the man who started this humble little podcast venture, is leaving us for greener pastures. Tried to get Alex to talk with us today, but he wasn't going for it. So, a brief ode to Alex, delivered by myself and our Sam Benson Smith. So, Alex Silverman, former boss, originator of the LA Local, along with this guy, Sam Benson Smith, digital director, assistant brand manager of KNX. Yeah, I got all the titles right.
You did.
Look at that. What a great way to start the interview.
That's pretty huge.
I'm leaving all this in, by the way.
You should, naturally. I had originally suggested earlier this week that for the LA Local podcast that we do a little tributes for Alex, potentially have some people chat about him, have him on to chat. He was less inclined to do it, but I still think we should do something brief. Like Jonathan mentioned, I came up with the title of the podcast, but
that's you.
I know. And Alex, though, when I first came here, I remember talking with him about doing a daily news podcast. It was a suggestion. And the next conversation we had, it was a fully formed podcast because that's what Alex Silverman does. So we'll keep it brief. We'll put it on the thing that he invented, the LA Local podcast.
And made the horrific mistake of handing it off to me.
Of course. Yes. And sort of me, but mainly Jonathan. but we just wanted to thank Alex, just within the confines of this podcast, for creating this, because you wouldn't be hearing this if it wasn't for Alex. And we want to thank him for all of his time here at KNX News 97.1 FM. Yes, we're on the radio as well.
Can we just let's take a minute. Let's do the full tribute because Alex, like all managers, I yelled and argued with and clashed with. But to your point earlier about kind of a ethereal concept about a local news podcast and the next day it's happening, there's probably no other manager that I've worked for that's had the fastest concept to action timeline, if you will, than Alex Silverman. The guy is open for any suggestions and will empower you to make any of those come to life. I mean, it really is quite remarkable quality and one that will be missed.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I don't know how the dude would cut together these things so fast, because whenever Jonathan and I do them, they eat our entire day.
That's true. That's true.
But
he's an efficient bastard.
That he is. Happy trails to Alex. Once again, enjoy. He's still going to be kicking around Los Angeles. Not that you know what we look like because audio, but if you see him, actually, just don't talk to him. That's fine. But we're wishing
feel free to ignore.
Yeah. But just we're wishing him the best here, and yeah. And now you're stuck with Jonathan Cerviso.
My apologies, guys. But yes, cheers to Alex Silverman. Really, truly, the best program director I've ever worked for. Damn you, Sam Benson Smith, for making me say nice things about Alex. Damn you. But truly, it stands out so starkly because it's so rare in management. Working for someone who not only gives you the space, the resources, the encouragement to be creative, but then helps you bring these ideas to life. It's a very special and rare thing. Thank you, Alex, for providing all of that, not just for me, but for everyone here at CanX. This has been the LA Local for April 4th, 2025. The LA Local is sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Have a fantastic weekend, but for God's sakes, don't ruin it by looking at your 401k statement anytime soon. See you on Monday.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.